This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear.
Happy holidays. Happy Friday, everybody. We're the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's the show that everybody's waiting for.
Did we start before 6 a.m.?
It's the big one. Starting basically.
Everyone's
right at
waiting for it except for the Junkies.
I truly was up all night worrying about how awful I'm going to feel.
Pondering and tossing and turning.
I just know I'm going to feel awful. You know, like, usually I could sleep it off, but now that everyone, you know, these guys are goading us into, like, really getting hammered with the money incentive, I'll feel as bad as I've felt in a decade.
Just consider today's show like a, it's like a workplace hazard. Like the one day a year where you're just going to feel bad at the end of it.
Yeah.
You just are.
How about I have a dinner tonight at, guess where I have the dinner tonight?
Bonefish.
No, the Palm.
Very nice.
So the Palm's bringing.
You're double dipping with the Palm.
I scheduled it weeks ago. I'm taking my therapist and her boss out to dinner because they've been
physical
so good to
therapist.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe a mental therapist.
I need a psychotherapist.
Why would you ever schedule anything the day of the boozing show?
I didn't know it was today. I scheduled it weeks ago.
I would resched. Because I don't want to do anything tonight.
Yeah, but in December, everything gets jammed up.
Yeah. That part's true.
By the way, I want to get a couple things out of the way. First of all, it is Redskins Friday.
Yes.
Presented by the one and only Sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Ship your chips in.
My wife's actually going to Hollywood Casino at Charlestown
Races. She's
going to
cash your ticket.
Seeing Clint Black.
Very good. You're not going along?
No.
You don't want to see Clint Black?
Don't want to see Clint Black.
It's fine.
I think his wife is Lisa Hartman, also a country singer.
I don't know.
But
is Lisa Hartman a singer? She was definitely an
actress. I thought she was an Entertainment Tonight person.
Oh, maybe.
You're botching it.
It's okay.
I just know it's a famous couple.
By the way, we get full-on botch amnesty today.
Oh, yeah.
Whether we're drinking or not. I know we haven't started drinking yet. I know we haven't done this in a long time, but botch amnesty, all's fair today.
Right. I think this is
a good
idea.
Don't we get botch amnesty anyway?
Yeah, but I'm just proving a point.
I think this is a good idea to get this out of the way right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We're going to hook you up with tickets to see the Wizards face off against the Boston Celtics. It's Wednesday, December 12th at Capital One Arena.
Are there 10 people listening?
Still available.
I think you made Drab just visibly salty.
Through Ticketmaster.com.
He definitely threw his head back and walked into the studio.
Fine. Or the Capital One Arena box office, courtesy of the Washington Wizards and Monumental. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest, right? The spirit of giving.
Yes.
Why not open the show and give away some Wizards Celtics?
Not to be a curmudgeon, but
plus,
if I
know I'm going to botch that read later in the show.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Let's knock it out now.
Drinking left and right, of course, we're going to botch everything today. If I'm going to remain festive and keep my Caps Stanley Cup champions Santa hat and my Ovi ugly sweater on, we need to turn down the temp in here because it's 150 degrees.
I'll take care of you. Right. Let me take care of it.
I mean, 62 to 63 would be preferable.
Oh. That's fine. I don't care.
In the 60s. Can we keep it around 68 or 69?
Yeah, let's do that. Because that's what it is in my house right now.
Somewhere around there would be preferable for me.
I keep my heat at about 68.
Thank you.
68. Also, should let people know.
68!
Adam Epstein, known as AWOD on this show, is going to be doing Junkies Confessionals.
He's bringing them back.
As we drink throughout the show.
What does that mean? I got to go talk to him?
I guess. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm not.
But
interested.
He's doing Junkies Confessionals.
Our
thank you.
Throughout the
show. If you have a question, you
thank
can
you boys.
Tweet. tweet us at Junks Radio. Use the hashtag Junkies Confessions.
Do we get to know what we're drinking?
I just requested
First of
my
all,
standard
because
vodka
I'm,
Red Bull.
I'm terrible
with
names.
Is that what this is?
I don't know.
Which guy's Paul? Which one's Dave? I just want to know.
Dave is the skinnier of the two.
Dave skinny.
Yeah.
Paul
chunky.
Not Paul, as skinny.
Paul, just think Paul plump.
Paul, yeah, kind of built like your boy Flakes over here. Yeah. That's all good.
Plump Paul. I like that.
Paul, I'm not going to remember. It doesn't matter.
Hold on. So what's the confessional deal?
Awad, if you recall, last year had his camera, and he would ask us some questions. He tries to get us a little liquored up so that we'll be a little more loose.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what the questions are.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Well, I just won't answer.
Well, people can tweet the questions to the One Sports Nerd.
Yeah, EB. Everyone loved it because you said none of the junkies would ever split, and then I asked Lurch the question, and he immediately said JP can go.
That's JP, hilarious. Or he wavered between JP and Eric. I watched it; it made me chuckle.
Oh, we did that last year.
It was 2 years ago.
That was
think.
2 years ago.
Yeah. It took a hiatus.
Well, I already took my first sip.
You did?
Oh, really? Somebody should have said a cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Toast to another boys. Year in the books.
Another year. What are we,
22? We may not have a contract for 2019.
Not as of right now.
Let's hope that we
this
continue.
This very well could be our last holiday show.
Let's pull back the curtain a little bit. We've got no contract for 2019.
Yeah.
That is true.
And we're not real close.
I'd say we're kind of close.
It's just annoying.
We're not where we want to be,
but it's an annoying contract. I'll say that.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not where we want to be. Because if we were where I wanted to be, the pen would already be on the paper.
Yeah.
Well, but that hadn't been offered.
No, not that I know of.
No.
Unless I missed an email.
It's not a very
or
festive.
Or a long, rambling voicemail from our agent.
It's not a very festive contract.
I think our agent has a lot in common with a certain engineer here in this building. They might be the same person.
We just got no respect. This is no respect.
Yeah. I know people say I flame, but our agent, I have to build in and out every time I talk to him.
The way to deal with that is he's a great guy. And I think he's doing a hell of a job, but you just got to text him.
Yes.
Right.
Text
is the key.
Cuts to the chase.
I mean, he wanted to talk to us before we did the pregame, and I said, we're going on the air in half an hour. I can't talk to you. I just can't talk to you right now. You're going to have to send a text.
Yeah. And then Cake's just
texts
a daily fantasy for a half
texts
hour.
Texts are good.
Texts are perfect. Perfect way to communicate.
Yeah, but then sometimes he'll say, like, if you tell me you got
to
go.
He tells you to call him.
He'll say, okay, I'm almost done. And then he'll just keep going.
Right.
He goes, one other thing.
Yeah, but there are details, I think, that are important often. They're little, it's a long way of getting there.
Yeah.
But
I mean, somebody in the break room today was telling me about the AM was off the air for 45 minutes yesterday. And it's just...
What AM?
I don't know. My brain...
1580. Barely knew there was an AM here.
It's a Spanish sports
this
station.
This was my brain during the entire conversation.
Goal!
Did you know that? We have a Spanish sports station.
Honestly, for half the year, I thought El Zol was a sports station.
No.
I thought they flipped that one to sports.
No, I think they have a satellite sports station.
Because those guys come in and ask me sports stuff all the time now. All the Spanish guys come ask me. They ask me sports questions out of nowhere.
So probably because they want to make wagers.
I actually thought El Zol was like sports.
No. By the way, El Zol doing a very good thing. They're doing a telethon, raising money for... I think it's St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. It's an amazing thing they're doing. They're raising a ton of money. But I'm such a jerk that I don't want to walk through like the area where they're doing the telethon because I feel bad that I'm not doing anything. So yesterday, I did the old loop around so I didn't have to cut through where they're broadcasting. I had to loop around like over by Joe Claire and PGC just to avoid everything that's going on there.
Oh, why? There's just too many people going?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of do-gooding.
Right.
I'm not doing any good.
Right.
I'm just kind of taking up space, so I just avoided it altogether.
Yeah.
Because I'm a hermit.
You know how bitter I was the other day? I pulled up, you know, the great people at Homewood Suites let us valet there, right?
Yeah.
Let us park over there.
It's very nice.
So I get into my car to leave. This was maybe Monday. And a homeless guy comes up to my window, and he goes, hey, bro, can I get a couple dollars? I just want to go to Subway. I said, I like Subway, too, man. So I pulled out I only had $4.
$4? Okay. Yeah.
So I had to barely get him a tip for the next day.
And first of all, he spit on me.
Why? We're just talking. Well,
just
unintentionally.
Talking.
Yeah.
Unintentionally.
He didn't mean to.
Right, spittle.
It wasn't like Roberto Alomar.
No, spittle everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Hurting teeth.
Well, you think he has a dental plan?
I mean, this is gross.
I mean, come on.
And I just, he was just like, come on, bro. I'm just so hungry. So, first of all, he had a Subway napkin in his hand with a cookie on it.
Yeah.
So he was already there.
So he already
wasn't like a cookie was filling.
Hold on, was it chocolate chip?
Probably.
Oatmeal raisin.
But anyway, so I gave him the $4.
Yeah.
He put it in his pocket and walked the opposite direction.
No, he didn't go that way.
No, you know he was going to liquor store.
Chief Manger always said.
You know how bitter I was? I wanted to tackle his ass.
Chief Manger always said we shouldn't be giving these guys money.
You bought him like a cheap bottle of wine
or something. I felt bad.
I told you I did that the other day. I gave a guy $10 for Cava. I have no idea if he went to Cava.
There's no chance he went to Cava.
I think he probably went to liquor store.
He's going
to
get a rice bowl.
Did any of you guys eat anything before you're drinking your Red Bull and vodka?
I had an oatmeal.
Yes.
Zippo.
I had an oatmeal.
I had half a bagel.
Protein
bar.
Need to
get that little base there.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I need more carbs.
It's the most minimal base in history.
It's so minimal.
Yeah.
We're eating the palm in about three hours.
Set the parameters. So we've got $1,000 here, right? $500 apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, here's what I think we should do.
I thought we were going to dangle the $500. What happened?
Yeah, well, $500.
Too much work.
Right now, it goes to whoever has the highest blood alcohol content at the end of the show.
So you put that $500 in the middle.
Separate. Okay. And then the other $500 is for side bets.
Yes,
right?
That should be divided amongst you guys
evenly. Right. But I would say this. If we don't use that, that should go into the kitty. So that's a kind of incentive to use it, right?
Right. That's exactly what, like, you can't just keep it and make zero bets.
Yeah. So if you don't make any side bets, then that $500 goes in, then it's $1,000 to the winner. Or if we only do $200 in side bets, then it's $800 to the winner of the VAC.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah. I like that concept.
Now, I will tell you right now, I already told my family, JP will win.
Well, are you going to split it up now? You going to divvy it?
Well, so what is it going to be? $125 to each guy?
Yeah, $125
By the way, thank you to our friends at Quincy's in Gaithersburg and Quincy South in Bethesda for sponsoring the Christmas Show wagering contest. Quincy's is a locally owned neighborhood haunt offering great American pub grub, live music, and all sports on 18 Infinity Edge TVs. I'm not sure what an Infinity Edge TV is, but I'm sure it's cutting edge technology.
Means there's no like frame.
Got it.
Now, no, we need more advanced than these
TVs?
Do we have four or five?
By the way, Quincy's.
This last 20 to break. It's up to you guys. I mean,
Quincy's
we'll
is right next to a laser tag place.
Very
so
nice.
You go to Quincy's and then play some laser tag if you felt like it.
Sounds like a winner.
Which I'm terrible at.
Well, I mean,
by the way, right now,
what else we got going
on? I'm not the favorite. The favorite is Money Metal Cakes.
Well,
you
they
can
don't
vote
know. They don't know you.
At Junks Radio. Right now, it's 48% of the votes. 48% of the votes to Money Metal Cakes, 19% Bish Bucks, 17% EB, 16% JP.
Yeah, they just
so you
they,
can vote
they
there
don't know the junks.
And tweet us your confessional questions to at Junks Radio,
I mean, look,
or at the one
I'll
sports
be
nerd.
Mine is not a vodka Red Bull. Mine
I
is
like
a vodka
money.
You probably got
orange
in there.
And I would like to win the BAC money. I just don't know if I'm going to beat out JP because I would like to take that BAC money. And take it to MGM National Harbor tomorrow morning.
Drunk. Take Uber straight to MGM.
No, today? I can't do that.
Yeah.
Do you guys that would be the mark of a true degenerate.
Do you guys have any Christmas parties or anything this weekend?
I don't even know. Jason, I've live day
just
to
the
day.
Way I like
two.
It. None.
I've got,
nothing.
Well, I've got the dinner at the Palm tonight with my therapist, Nikki, and her boss, Rich.
Right. Rich.
And then I'm going to the Palm tonight. So, and then tomorrow, I've got two Christmas parties.
You're very overscheduled. You're like a four-year-old kid. You got a lot going on.
I know. And then Sunday, I'm going to just sleep until 6:30.
You're going to sleep till 6:30.
Right.
Then you're going to come hang out with me and JP at the Burke Glory Days Grill for Junkies pregame.
Right.
Are you guys doing... I guess we decided that we're not doing Christmas cards this year.
And, really?
Yeah,
well, now we are.
Yeah, I guess we just decided.
We just got ours yesterday. Such a pain.
It's such a pain.
You put 100 addresses on
there. It's a pain. We got to go to Costco, get them all made up.
It is a pain, but I will say this. It is a pain for Amy Allville. Because I don't...
Right.
I don't even help with, like, the licking or anything like that.
She does. She does all of it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Do you ever help Amy with the licking?
I mean, just...
When's the last time you helped her with the licking?
Pretty often, but not,
really?
Not with the Christmas cards.
I didn't know
Christmas.
You give out that many cards.
I always knew you were a giving man.
Let's get back on point.
Cakes is thrown 12 minutes into the show.
I'm good. It's fine.
Good for you, Cakes.
By the way,
I don't even take the picture for the card.
Eric Bickle's name was all over the internets last
news.
Night.
Well, I do feel bad that it wasn't the Junks. It should have been the Junks.
No, it's fine.
I
mean, we all kind of...
I don't have any contacts.
We all know that we all kind of broke
the story. You can take credit for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to take any personal credit. In fact, when I did an interview with Grant and Danny yesterday, I was sure to mention Jason because Jason's last... sort of tip, put it over. So I had a couple of things, and I want to say this. We sat on this story since Friday of last week. Because honestly, breaking stories, I said it before, it's stressful, it's pain in the
butt. It's hard work.
Unless you know you got it nailed. But we had some good information last Friday, and I literally was waiting for the story to come out. We kept saying it on the air. I bet you if I asked Valdez, he could find four or five different instances.
Yeah, I know you alluded to it numerous times.
Right. Well, just wait. We're hearing that there's some stuff.
Right.
And then finally, we got another tip yesterday, kind of during the show.
Right.
And afterwards, I just went to Jason and said, we need to go sit down and talk to CK because this is just ridiculous.
We got to figure something out.
It's an open secret in town.
We can't let Schefter break it.
No one's talking about this open secret.
And by the way, it's funny because did ESPN reference us? They didn't.
No, they referenced Diana Rossini, who works for ESPN,
right,
in their story.
That's true.
Diana put something out a couple hours later. But I know there were a lot of people working this story. And here's the fact of the matter. Our bar is pretty low. So for us, it was enough to just kind of risk it and go for it.
Don't know, what is the story?
Well, hold on real quick.
Well, I think everybody knows.
Anyway, we just put... Yeah, exactly. It's like if ESPN says something like that and they're wrong, that's big. If the junks say it's wrong...
They're
journalists.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Well, in fact, that's what put us over the edge. Is I went to CK and CK said, you're not Adam Schefter. Put it out there.
And by the way, Schefter and... What's the guy from CBS?
Say you're a dog.
Well,
and Rappaport.
Rappaport, they get stuff wrong all the time.
Put me over the edge.
Rappaport's always breaking wrong fake news.
He said those guys are wrong all the time. Yeah. Although I think we all knew we had it. But here's when I knew we had it, that Alex Smith is having some terrible complications. And really the important thing is keep him in your thoughts and prayers and hope
he gets better.
Gets as better as he possibly can.
Right.
But I can't remember what my point was.
So the story is there's complications with his surgeries. Multiple surgeries.
I like it.
No, it's not because of drinking. It's because of ADD.
That's funny.
What was my point going to be?
Talking about breaking the story.
What put me over the edge to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the...
Put it this way. My source is the same source who told me that Darius Geis had torn his ACL.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go on
record.
Pretty
good source, son.
And I held back.
Yep.
I held back. And, of course, like 12 hours later, they announced it.
Right.
So I said, F it, let's go for it.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I had the Loxley story, and I just didn't feel comfortable with it yet. And someone else, and then I was like, oh, you know what? This one, we're just going to break it. F it, we're just going to break it.
By the way, the Junks have broken some big stories.
Yeah, but usually we only do it if we got it nailed. But, here's when I knew we had it. For sure.
Right.
When the Redskins put out the statement asking for privacy and didn't deny a sliver
of it. An hour later,
A sliver of it. Then you knew... Damn it.
Dan Snyder follows you on Twitter.
It's not Dan.
Tony Wiley loved that tweet, EB.
But here's the important thing. The Smith family is asking for privacy.
He liked Eric's tweet.
Liked it. I'm sure he liked it so much.
The Smith family is asking for privacy, and we're going to honor that because we know a lot of details. But
it's all we're going to do.
Yeah.
We've said all we're going to say.
You'll figure it out.
Let me just say this. I feel horrible. Horrible for Alex Smith because
he's
one of the nicest guys we've ever met.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously fans were supporting him.
I met him. I met Alex Smith.
We all met him.
Like on the sidewalk in Miami.
He's really one of the nicest guys in the sport.
Yes.
I mean, you know how different he is than Aaron Rodgers?
He was wearing flip-flops
and
camo cargo shorts.
He couldn't be more, on the other extreme than Aaron Rodgers.
If he has a brother, he probably doesn't hate him like Aaron Rodgers' brother hates him. There's a lot of friction there.
Jordan Rodgers?
Think about it. He was in horrible pain, knowing that could potentially be a career-ending injury, and he's giving the fans sort of like a bow and a peace sign or whatever.
I felt horrible for him.
Unbelievable guy. So, yeah.
But we just felt like the city needed to know the truth.
Well, it's just like, how long are you going to wait? We had all the details. We might as well just spill the beans.
Enough about Alex Smith. I feel horrible for me drinking booze 6:15.
All right, here you go, Cakes. Here you go. $20 for me or you, whoever finishes it first. Is it worth 20?
So my 20 gets your 20?
Is it
40. I'm not a good chugger.
Neither am I.
I'm kind of a hurt to chug.
Shouldn't you be chugging beer?
Let's look at the
levels. Chug that.
Let me tell you something.
They are going to be hammered.
Let me tell you something. This doesn't even taste good, and my stomach's upset because the hurting orange juice is acidic.
No, it's not orange juice.
Mine tastes pretty good.
Mine feels like orange.
It's orange vodka.
Are you sure it's only orange vodka?
There's probably some club soda in there.
Okay, whatever.
Right? Paul and Dave, did you put Deep Eddy orange in there? I think that's all they put in there.
All right. $40. All right.
Why don't we do 50 v 50?
Wow.
We come back? We can sell the drama?
Yeah, we'll tease
it. All right, we'll make sure we have our levels exactly.
I already feel gross.
Well, how are you going to? I mean, you don't know like the ice content in there. You just got to guess to me.
Exactly. Although he has less.
You get yours to the exact point of mine. And right. It'll be a fair fight.
All right. All right. Okay. So we'll do that when we come back.
Two hard juggers.
Also, we'll open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. It's basically open line holiday show.
Of course it is. Take your calls.
Junkies confessionals. Send your tweets in.
Best moments of 18. Favorite moments.
Yes. We got to be those. Sports nerd. Love recapping.
Did we have a good moment?
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, it's the holiday show. And two of us are off next week, and
yeah,
two have to work.
This guy,
Eric and I are doing two-man show the whole week.
Right. And Cakes and I are off, except we're going to be at Glory Days Grill
Correct.
On Sunday doing the pregame show, Glory Days Grill in Burke. All right, a lot going on the show today. We got money on the line, highest blood alcohol content, wins $500, side bets throughout the show. Keep it here. It's the annual holiday show on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Junkies on a Redskins Friday, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
My guys out there.
Get your bets in.
It's a wacky show because typically we would be talking to Redskins Giants. We're barely going to talk any Redskins Giants if we do. Because it's our annual holiday show.
It
and
is.
We're drinking and we have money on the line today. $500 for the highest blood alcohol content at the end of the show. And we have $125 a man to put up side bets. Although, mine's right here.
I'm kind of embarrassed to chug in front of Chief Manger. I mean, are you embarrassed?
Chief Manger's
here.
Do you
want to do it in the next segment?
We can do it in Montgomery County.
That's fine.
You just teased it.
I know, but I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't want to chug a drink in front of the chief.
Why are you embarrassed?
The whole city's watching.
I know, but it's the chief.
No, but this is.
I have so much respect for him.
Eric, this is a public service you're doing.
That is true.
Never forget that.
That's a very good point.
That's the way we've been spinning it for years.
We're not chugging these and then getting behind the wheel. We're responsible. We have a lift taking each one of us to and from work.
Chief Manger, if you had to guess, and we have a poll at Junk's Radio. Who do you think wins the $500?
Money's on Cakes.
Cakes? Really? Man, there's a lot of pressure on me.
They're getting ready to chug, so yeah.
It's true.
That is going to put us both in the running of a contest we don't want to win.
You're correct on all the
I really don't want to win that because I'm going to feel awful the rest of
the day. Yeah, but you're not going to hate the $500.
Yeah, but you'll feel better when you're lying down on your pillow with $500 to cushion your head. $500
right
there.
Let's do this real quick, then we'll ask Chief about all these silly cases that maybe we can crack one.
By the way, Chief looks great.
He does.
Lost 40 pounds. He's not eating pizza anymore. No more pizza.
No more Zaw.
I just had pizza the other night. It's all about moderation. You know?
Right. I thought you said no bread.
For a while.
All right, moderation.
He means a side of bread, not a pizza.
You still can have some pizza every once in a while. That's not crazy, right,
Chief? You can't give up pizza.
Hey, Chief, was it? I felt so good. I gave the guy in front of Kava $10 because he, you know. But was that, should I have not done that? You always tell us not to do that.
You know,
I felt good, though. I felt like I did a good deed.
Then that's fine.
But it probably didn't help.
Well, you never know. If the person's dealing with, you know, addiction issues or whatever.
He probably just went to the liquor store.
100%.
Yeah.
But these folks need our help. I'm not sure that a handout on the street is the best help. But,
it's probably not.
But they all need our help.
But then you feel terrible when you don't, when you walk by. You know what I mean?
For a second. Feel terrible for a second.
Is the homeless situation in Montgomery County getting worse or better?
It's staying the same. I mean, we put a lot of resources into trying to get these folks placed and get them into someplace safe, get them the services they need so maybe that one day they won't be homeless. You know, I mean, we don't want to keep them in a shelter without giving them job training.
What about the guys that I ask you this all the time? Like on Connecticut Avenue, get off the Beltway right there. You know where I'm talking
about.
Prime spot. They're on the cell phones and they're asking for money and...
They probably have a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't give them money. And they're the same people.
Of course, the stories are that, you know, see them leave, you see them getting into a nice car.
Right.
And then typically they're driving like someplace.
To another spot.
Yeah. You know, well, they don't live around there.
Yeah, they're probably driving to Potomac.
I don't know about that.
Fancy house.
Yeah,
I'd bet against that.
All right, maybe not. Maybe
do you
not
guys, when you guys see them, do you guys shoo them away? Or
there's no law against doing what they're doing as long as they don't step in the street. The problem is most of them do step in the street, and you can't aggressively panhandle. That's against the laws as well.
But is staring at you for 10 seconds aggressive?
No, you know.
Kind of aggressive.
I would argue any panhandling is aggressive. Any.
No, aggressive panhandling is like in Santa Monica. Have you ever seen that stuff out there? Oh, my God. Those guys will attack you.
Cakes feel hammered to me already? Is it just that you're sleeping?
He's just buzzing already.
Let's do this. And then Chief actually has...
Are you buzzing, Cakes?
No, I'm buzzing.
You can't be buzzing. I've had a quarter of a drink.
Right.
Am I that much of a lightweight?
Well, you're about to have a full drink.
It's not allergies, but your eyes are watery.
I'm generally puffy. I'm a puffy person.
It's just the way I look at all times.
Now, Jason, you're an expert. You're the biggest drunk of us.
Right.
Now, when you chug something like this, if I try to swallow the ice,
You sound so old.
Just drink it.
Even filtering the ice is going
to
hurt my
teeth. You don't need to swallow the ice.
All right.
I mean, if you're close to the winner, you're going to
I'm giving Cakes $50 right here.
I mean, that's...
Oh, it's for 50?
It Cakes up the
ante. Yeah, I upped it. It's not my money. It's Quincy's money. You think I care about betting Quincy's money?
All right. If I lose, you're going to give me a chance to win it back.
Of course.
All right. Good.
Cheers.
Here you go. Cheers.
Let's go.
Heart.
Keep spelling. Like Cakes has their own. He's spilling all over himself.
I think Eric won.
I did spill half of it down my belly.
It's hard. Like,
Grabby.
We had this controversy.
Cakes won.
Why?
You're wearing half of the drink.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's on my boots.
We had this controversy at 106.5.
I think Cakes wins.
Well, go to Dougie, instant replay. Instant replay on NBC Sports Washington.
I think you might have finished a fraction of a second ahead of him.
I definitely finished before him.
But you spilled half your drink.
What can I do?
I mean, I definitely had some running down my face,
too. What can you do?
You know what?
Look at your jacket.
Split it. You get 25 each.
You know what? It's a draw.
Draw. Okay.
Draw.
Nice.
No winners here. The only winners are the audience for what's going to happen later.
I didn't know how to filter the ice. All right, Chief Major's here. Chief, first of all, it's a pleasure having you on the show.
It is.
Thanks. Are there any cases current that are hot right now that we can crack? Like, what's the big one right now?
Yeah, what's the big unsolved case in Monkey County?
Well, we've got a few of them, but I will tell you that probably the biggest thing that's going on with us is this new... this new thing where folks are spitting in a tube and sending in their DNA to find out, you know, about where they come from.
Right.
And you know,
listen to this.
Really?
And so
23andMe and companies like that.
Exactly. And
maybe I should do that.
I participated in
that.
I was going to encourage
you
to do
it. Well, now you're in a database.
1% of me is from Africa. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So,
100% of you is in the database now.
So,
shocker.
One of the things that, folks, I perhaps don't know is that once you do that your DNA becomes the property of this company that's doing the analysis,
mm-hmm.
and the company that information is publicly available.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what law enforcement agencies have been doing in some of the unsolved cases is, I'll just give you an example. We had a serial rapist in Germantown.
When did these crimes occur?
This was back in I think 07, 08, 09,
right.
And went through 2011. Now, it was only four sexual assaults, but this guy was breaking into homes and then sexually assaulting these women. And he was targeting most of the women were, like, older. And mm-hmm. I'm talking, like, 60s, 70s, these victims. And one woman, he actually raped her twice. I mean, he raped her, and then a year later, he broke in again to her home. So we had good DNA as evidence, but
from the assaults.
But yes, but we had this
no
individual was not in any criminal database that we had, so he'd never been arrested before. So one of the things that you can do now is to look for these DNA. Of course, you get these huge DNA databases from these companies, and you don't look for an exact. Well, you could if you find an exact match, that'd be great. But even if you find something close, that is, so that's likely this person is some kind of biological relative,
right,
to them. And we did that. We found someone who'd given a sample, and
one of his relatives.
They lived down in Georgia. And we went down and interviewed this woman, said, you know, do you have any relatives that live in the D.C. area? And she really didn't really know of anybody. And we did, but we kept plugging away and kept working at it. And we found somebody who she was related to that was up in Prince George's, went up and interviewed that person, said, do you know anybody that lives in Germantown? They did. It was a relative, and we were able to get that individual's DNA that matched.
Wow.
So here was a guy who was married, had a family, and
was it living a normal life,
a sick bastard.
You see this all the time.
It's crazy.
Could you have guessed in a million years if you see that guy at Safeway or something? What I mean?
This you'd never thought. You just thought this was a regular guy.
Oh my god!
And had a job, all that kind of thing.
It's a monster.
So
it's terrible.
He's been charged with this sexual assault. But I think that there's a couple of things here. One, this technology is just amazing. It will help you solve these crimes. The other thing is, I think people who are doing giving these samples need to understand that this is that the company that takes them now owns them. So I I'm not sure that everybody knows that, or everybody if they did know it would want to do it. Look, if you're
so this sick bastard's done forever. He's in jail.
Yes,
he's got no shot of getting out of this one.
Because we've got a DNA match.
I mean, he's done.
And what's interesting is at the time there was a drawing that was done of the suspect in the case. And if you look at the description that the victim gave and looked at this guy's mugshot,
he's already been convicted.
No,
or is he in the system now?
Gone to trial yet?
Oh, okay.
When did you guys make the arrest?
This arrest was made earlier this year.
Was he stunned when you arrested him?
I think he was surprised.
Where did you make the arrest?
I'm trying to.
Please tell me it was right in front of his wife.
No, I don't think so. I think it was out in public somewhere.
Ah, good.
Did you give him publicly shamed? I hope they gave him the beat down a little bit.
No,
you don't do that.
You can't give him a little wood shampoo.
Jason, for the crimes you committed, I'm kind of with you. But that's just me.
He deserves it.
We don't wear the badge.
Don't worry. You know what? He's got it coming.
Yeah. You know what, Chief, though? You always hear like pedophiles. Like that's, in my mind anyway, I've always been sort of raised with the idea that you almost can't fix those guys. Like they're wired different. And I don't know if you would agree with that.
I do. We have around 400 registered sex offenders that live in Montgomery County. If you go, you can go to a state database and put in your zip code, put in your neighborhood,
right,
and it'll tell you.
It's horrifying.
It's pretty disconcerting.
But here's my question, Chief. What about, because it's come up here in town, what about domestic violence guys? Can those guys be redeemed? Can they turn their lives around? Can they learn right from wrong and stop behavior?
More so than
like pedophiles, there's no
pedophiles.
Chance.
Well, yeah. What I was going to say was that the reoffending rate is fairly high. The majority do in fact reoffend.
Pedophiles.
Because there's a perversion. There's a psychological.
Well, something that's wired different.
Right. And so, but I think domestic violence. Look, there's a lot of things in place. I mean,
education could really
check that. For some folks, just going through family therapy, going through anger management. There's a lot of programs in place to try but look, it really starts with. With kids growing up. I mean, you look at some of the people that
the way they're raised.
Grew up who are domestic abusers, the way they were raised, their family situation.
Cycle of violence and all that.
So I think it starts, with kids modeling good behavior, teaching them about respect for other people and the fact that, you don't physical abuse is wrong on any level.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of things to play. So I don't believe that because a person is involved in a domestic abuse situation or guilty of domestic abuse, that has to be that way for the rest of their life. There's a lot of folks that have made a mistake in their life and been able to avoid that mistake.
Chief Manger, I'm going to speak for you here. I know that you're a proponent of not drinking and driving.
and you believe in sober drivers.
Of course.
And I'm sure you'd be a proponent of Wrap. And their Sober Ride is now powered by Lyft starting December 15th. You can go to SoberRide.com for details.
Good program.
And use your Lyft coupon code. Don't drink and drive this holiday season.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a number of officers, a task force out during the holiday season. Sadly, they have just in the first 3 weeks made over 150 drunk driving arrests.
Already? Too many.
Already. And so.
Crazy number.
And I'll give credit to my my friend Paul Starks, Captain Starks, who said, you know, the answer's in the palm of your hand now. Right. There's no excuse for somebody leaving an establishment when they've had too much
drink.
It's too easy,
it's too easy
to get a ride home.
Too cheap.
And look, just as we have folks every single day, every single night in these areas where we have a lot of establishments that serve alcohol. We have pedestrians that are getting struck because they're not doing the right thing. We've got drivers that have been drinking that are hitting other vehicles, hitting pedestrians. Hmm. It's an every night thing in the D.C. region and even in Montgomery County. So we've really got to hammer this message home that not only will drunk driving get you hurt or killed, but in fact, you could easily go to jail. And we've got 150 examples of that just in the last 3 weeks.
Last thing I want to say is, Chief Manger.
Wow.
You pull off a mustache. EB had a mustache for a month.
Yeah, how do you do that?
He rocks it.
That's how you pull off a mustache.
How do you do this? Yeah. Did you see my stash? I had it pretty good towards the end.
Yeah.
Good towards the end.
Yeah, it was okay. You got to look.
How do you time it? Okay. Yours is groomed so nicely.
Plus, his is all dark. Yours was mixed.
Yeah.
Even though he's gray up top, he's got a dark mustache.
You know, it's one of the, I'm prematurely gray, you know, but right. I, you know.
Right.
You got a little Tom Selleck working there.
Yeah. Well,
by the way, shout out to your right hand man, Captain Paul Starks, because.
Who also has a mustache.
He does. He'll be retiring.
He does.
He'll be retiring from MP Montgomery County Police, I believe next year.
I think it's in October. So he's got a little bit.
October of 19.
He's got some meat left on the bone.
About to get a fight. Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Yes.
Enjoy your life.
Thank you, guys.
And you've been a friend of the show for a long time.
Thank you, Chief. Always love
my pleasure.
Having you on
That's
the show.
Chief Manger. Should mention, coming up at 7 o'clock, our Redskins beat reporter with the latest, Craig Hoffman, here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back to the Junks Holiday Show. I think the joning is going to get ramped up at this point.
Well, because Cakes brought his gifts in. He didn't even wrap it.
I didn't wrap it.
It's like he put it in a bag and he didn't put tissue paper.
Zero tissue paper. You can tell people what my gift is if you want. I bought this gift hoping at some point that I could grab it take it.
It's a good gift. I want the slippers with the memory foam.
Well, pull it out. I want to see what's
the problem with slippers. I actually saw slippers last night.
You know how size they get for toasty warm
toes? It's 11 to 12, so it'll fit.
That wouldn't fit me.
Well, I mean, I would guess most people in here are either between 11 and 12.
I'm 11.
Somewhere in that range.
Some men are bigger than others.
Right. Cakes?
Straight from Braveheart. Your hat, you're ripping that off.
Cakes, you lurching out. You hoard us.
Yeah, awful wrapping job.
Hey, need to remind.
There is no wrapping job.
Need to remind the listeners. You can tweet your Junkies confessional questions at Junks Radio or at The One Sports Nerd, which is Adam Epstein's email.
By the way, did Dougie do an instant replay of our?
Yeah,
chug?
He has it ready to go.
I would love to see it.
Okay,
I would love to see it. So go to NBC Sports Washington.
Can we put it on the TV? I know Jason doesn't want the TV.
I'm telling you for a fact, I beat him. But it did spill more than he did. I know that 100% true. Mm. So
I think that's
see.
Why it's fair that we made it a draw. We considered it a draw.
I couldn't tell. I just watched the replay.
Can we use our money and have bets with Valdez, Drab, and AY?
I don't see why not.
What do you mean? Like have them drink too?
Or have them do challenges for money.
What do you mean? Like have like AY stand on his head or something or do push-ups or something? Or is that what you mean? And then we bet on it?
Yeah, I guess we'll do anything.
I'd simply offer. I have $120
here. I don't want to get my money to Adam.
It's your choice, but my choice would be, can
I get the money? $60? We're working hard for it.
Like, if I offered...
If we're abusing our bodies
over
here.
If I offered $100 for AY to do something with Drab, for example.
Make out, Drab.
Everybody's
make out. My interest. I might have a little money for that, too. How about, Jason?
Well, hold on.
$50.
You'd have to give them both something.
Well, correct. They can chop it.
They can chop it however they want.
This is going to turn into this homoerotic show.
Right.
$50 each for them to make out for 30 seconds.
They won't do it. I don't think Drab.
No,
Drabby not enough money.
Drabby would do it.
Drab's done it for less.
Each of us put in 50.
No, Drab's done it for more.
Yeah, but
Drab did it for a lot more.
I'm saving mine.
We kiss on live television with tongue. Adam for 200.
I'm saving mine for one particular bet.
What nice. Is the bet?
You have one. Are you waiting to the 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Nice.
Smart. Oh, you're keeping your powder dry.
Hey, Drabby. What are you doing? Drabby. Would you make out with Adam for 200?
Hey, you get out of here.
No, I'm serious.
No, he won't.
Hey, hold on. What
you
about?
Really wouldn't?
What about embracing and hugging shirtless for 30 seconds?
That's a 20.
Yeah, that the stakes are lower.
Nipple to nipple.
I'll do that right now.
Oh, I know you will.
I mean, I would throw in money for that because I'd like to see
nipple
it.
To nipple? No, Drabby's not going to do it. He don't want his boobies out there.
Right. I don't even take my shirt off in front of my wife.
His wife hasn't seen his boobs. Wife hasn't seen his boobs in years.
I'll offer $80, $40 for cakes, and $40 for AWOD to do that.
To do what?
Shirtless.
Booby to booby.
And shirtless embrace.
Shirtless embrace.
He's not drunk enough.
Jugs to jug.
A shirtless embrace with a smooch at the end.
No.
Smooch. They're not doing that.
Cakes is a millionaire. You think he's going to do that?
You think I'm a pauper?
Cakes is a millionaire.
He's not going to do that. What are you talking about?
Preposterous.
He's not doing that.
I'm insulted.
Hey, by the way, the good people, our friends Paul and Dave from Bonefish and Ashburn, give us a little shot.
They did, yes.
Oh, no, you got to get your shot
Hold
cups
on,
out.
Can we
low-key the shot?
This is pretty mild. This is ruby red.
Feels kind of heavy to me.
Just do it.
I think mine's more than yours. Let me see yours.
Merry Christmas.
I think mine's the heaviest pour ever. They already did theirs. We're slacking over
that
here.
That does not go down easy.
Maybe
Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. Thank you, Scott Saunders, for setting up my wife.
Scott
and family, they're going to see.
Hey, if she wants to go to the window at the sports book, I'll give her a fatty this weekend. Just
she
let me know.
She's going to cash my winning ticket.
All right, well, she's going to put in another ticket, too.
What do you got?
I'll pick you a winner. Don't worry. Don't worry, fella.
By the way, I was slow
Your
on the trigger.
Your Big Effin' Winners.
Oh, yeah, the new episode
up,
of Big
right?
Fat Winners is up on sportsjunkies.com or iTunes.
I let down the listeners yesterday. I did not have this ready when we were talking about EB's rant. So I'm going to play
rant?
I don't know. It's like somebody's comparing your rant to like Mel Gibson, and I didn't have first draft of the Maccabees, so I have it now.
Oh.
Why do I have a first draft of the Maccabees?
We can only hope one of
psycho.
Us gets to that level by 10 a.m.
today. That was Bickle on Monday.
I got pissed.
Hey, why isn't anybody calling?
No one likes the show.
Nobody likes it?
I guess not.
Yeah. People look forward to this show.
Allegedly.
For 364 days out of the year.
By the way, I was thinking about this the other day. If you want to call in, 800-636-1067, you can ask Lurch a question, you ask the Junks a question, you can chime in on your favorite moment of 2018.
Favorite moment.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want. You talk about the Alex Smith thing, whatever.
Right.
I was thinking about this yesterday because P1s do enjoy this show.
They do. They love it.
We should do, and there was a period of time there where we were doing a bunch of P1 parties. We should bring back the P1 party if we sign our contract for 2019.
It's a big if.
If we sign our contract and we're here for an indeterminate time, which, by the way, I believe will be our last contract.
So you're willing to have the P1 party.
I think we should.
However, when I lobbied to have this drinking show downstairs
in public. That's totally different.
Those were P1s that came.
Yeah, but you're not broadcasting for 4 hours.
You're not on camera.
They're just hanging.
By the way,
that
I'd much rather do an appearance.
Can we put that on the agenda? Can we get a P1 party?
Absolutely. By the way, P1 party with paid appearance.
Well, that's a bonus.
Of course.
Of course, it's a bonus.
By the way, the idea
which... Quincy's or whoever's got money.
The idea which did not work right. out. Do you recall how excited you were when Valdez brought up the Santa sack idea? I believe...
This is Matt Valdez.
What's the Santa sack
empty.
Idea?
Yeah. It was basically a what would you do for the junkies. You got super
excited
talking about it.
And CK wouldn't let me do
we
it.
We always love that concept.
Did CK put the kibosh on
it? Yeah, you said you couldn't trade free stuff for prizes.
Why? Because you said it was like payola?
Yeah, it's like payola.
Prizes, but then you said...
Because we've never done that before.
Then you said you could just
For some reason, AY can get away with it, but you guys can't.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of jealousy.
Guy mentions Pamplona every show.
We might have a little reindeer game. Ready to go for you guys.
By the way, somebody pointed this out.
By the way, am I getting my silly ring today, or is that not happening?
I don't think it's happening.
Maybe we'll see.
That's a we'll see.
No, I'm just
kidding.
No, you're not getting that until
this
January.
This is the biggest tease ever.
January 13th.
We're not going to get him.
I'm going to guess January
13th. No, we're going to get them. They came in and they sized us.
No.
We got sized.
They're not getting them. They teased us. It's been 2 months.
They're going to pull the rug out from under us.
Wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the first time.
You want to do a quick rendition of Santa Sack? What's in Santa Sack?
What is it? Yeah. Oh, why? You got something for us?
Yeah, we have stuff for you guys, and you reach into Santa Sack, and you have to predict what's in Santa Sack.
We have to predict it. Do we get to grope it?
So do we still
of course.
Win it if we don't predict
all right.
what it is?
Have Lisa bring it in. Not Adam. Have Lisa bring it in.
My girl, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa from NBC Sports Washington.
You know it's
our
a big
colleague
show.
Lisa's over
there. Here. I mean, yeah. Lisa's here. It's,
if Lisa's
it's a big
here,
one.
Then it's officially a
it's
big show.
It's a big mega show.
What type of shot was that again?
That was ruby red grapefruit. Red grapefruit.
That's what I thought. You know what it
vodka,
is?
Vodka, Deep Eddie.
I like most fruit, but I kind of despise grapefruit.
Well, I like grapefruit. There's a lot of sugar.
Nobody likes grapefruit.
When you have grapefruit, do you put sugar on it?
I don't like grapefruit in general. I have an
uncle. You have to make it bearable.
By the way, I just received a Christmas gift from my Uncle Markles.
Go to Lurch first.
Uncle Markles.
He does this every year, and I saw the box, and I was bitter. He sends
hold on.
Citrus. He sends, like, oranges and grapefruit. There's some nuts in there, and there's some chocolate. But in the end, it's a lot of grapefruit and oranges. I'm like, what is it? First of all, I have acid reflux. I'm not supposed to have any of that.
All right, what are we supposed to do, Travis?
It's just a quick throwaway.
It's just a quick. It's just
each one of you guys.
Each Santa brought a sack. Each junkie
gets one gift.
Has a gift.
And Jason's groping the bag.
Guess what it is.
Yeah, try and guess what it is.
So
it's
a Tiger Woods book.
Oh, I'd be sized.
Of course.
Am I supposed to pull it out
after you guess? Pull it out and see if you're right.
What is it?
It's a My Conference Can Beat Your Conference.
My Conference Can Beat Your Conference. Paul Feinbaum.
Perfect gift. You know what?
That's a perfect gift.
Jason put it down his pants. Look, it's right by
that's
his butt
hilarious.
Cheeks.
Right
oh, you're. Oh, now
here comes shenanigans.
That's because that Michigan caller said he didn't know anything about college football. You know what, Michigan, pretty good.
Hey,
pretty
look,
good team.
Look, it's in the crack. Right
I know where it is.
It is our annual holiday drinking show.
Aww.
We haven't taken our baseline. That is done.
Baseline is zero, except for Lurch. You had a couple cocktails last night.
Sergeant Thorne and Officer Perez are here.
Yeah.
They're going to be giving us breathalyzers.
Very good.
Right. We do want to remind people, don't drink and drive this holiday season.
Of course.
Designate a sober driver or use Wrap Sober Ride now, powered by Lyft, starting December 15th. Go to SoberRide.com for details and Lyft coupon code. Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, joins us next.
What?
On the Junkies.
We got to get serious with Seahawks.
Hit the Skins.
We have a guest. Hit the Skins.
Oh, my God. All right, don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.